A team made up of Vermont law enforcement, public officials, and community leaders heads to Colorado on Sunday. They want to gather information about that state's experience with their newly legalized marijuana. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, a leading Colorado veterinarian warns pet owners that the number of dogs accidentally eating pot products there is on the rise.
Dr. April Steele is past president of the Colorado Veterinary Medical Association. She says since pot became legal in Colorado, they've seen a fourfold increase in the number of dogs who've had to be treated for accidentally eating it. Steele says people don't realize THC, the active ingredient, is much more toxic to dogs. And she says dogs don't understand the concept of eating a small portion of anything.
These animals are miserable. They just don't know what's happening to them. They're truly frantic. Their eyes, of course, are dilated, but they're also looking around like the world's coming to an end. And it can last hours to a couple days sometimes.
Marijuana toxicity is rarely fatal in dogs, and Steele says they normally just try to keep dogs calm and safe and try to reduce their nausea and anxiety. As more states consider legalizing marijuana, Steele says this sort of problem will likely increase. Kathy Finney, head of Vermont's Veterinary Medical Association, says thankfully she's not heard that it's a problem in Vermont yet. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.